You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Good evening. Stock Exchange News Service, a couple of late ones came out today. We had with Sizewell Platinum's results, the share price getting hit quite hard. But the one that really stood out was Nampac coming out with a voluntary trading update and the share price falling 13.15% after that. Really, really big move. And that's quite disturbing, I must say. MTN, further cautionary announcement. We know what that's all about, but we'll find out next week and in the ensuing days as to what's going on between Telkom, MTN and the company called Rain, which is non-listed, of course. Okay, let's have a look at the prices. Pretty good end to the week at the moment anyway. Green across the board, certainly on the JSE. But we'll start with the currencies. 17.99 is the dollar rand. British pound against the rand is 20.09. Euro rand is 17.65. Euro dollar 98.10.9810. British pound is 111.66. Sorry, 111.45. It's just changed to. The Chancellor and the Prime Minister had a meeting today with people that monitor how much government is spending in the UK. And it didn't go that well, I don't think. But anyway, the pound holding up 111.45. Commodities now, $16.73 is the gold price, which is pretty good, about $15 an ounce. The platinum price is $8.66, which is 2% higher, or $17. And the palladium price is barely changed. It's up a fiver at 2,207. The US 10-year Treasury bond yield, yeah, it was 4% earlier this week. It's closing the week with a few hours to go, of course, at 3.74%. The South African 10-year bond yield, 10.89%, pretty quiet. The Bitcoin price has gone back above 20,000, 20,090, which is up just over 4%. And S&P 500 futures, about 45 minutes ago, they were down, but now up 0.6% to 3,679. Let's have a look now at the ups and downs on the JSC. On the upside, Renet, 7.5% to the good, Sirius up 5.2%, Mondi up 4.7%, Harmony up 4.4%, Capital & Counties up 4.1%. On the downside, I mentioned Nampac down 13% and with Sizewell down about 8%, but I've got Sappi down 4.75%, Capitec down 3.9%, Sogo Sun down 3.2%, Truworths down 2.9%, and Alphamin on the final print of the week has shed just under 2.5%. As for the major indices, well, they closed the very, very volatile week all in the green. And we'll start with the resources index, which was up 0.75%. Industrial shares up 0.8%. And financials, they were 0.75% higher. The top 40 index, 57,390 on the close, up 0.8. And the all share index, 63,726, up 0.75%. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with more markets. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.